Aesop's Fable, The Lying Shepherd. There once was a shepherd boy who lived in a farm. He spent most of his time alone and found life in the pasture very dull and boring. All he could do to amuse himself was to talk to his dog or play on his shepherd's pipe. One day, as he sat watching the sheep in the quiet forest, he was thinking what he could do to amuse himself.
"What can I do to have some fun?"
he thought. He then remembered his father, who had told him to call for help if there was a wolf attack. So, as it was rather lonely for him all day, he thought of a plan to amuse himself, get a little company and some excitement. He thought that it would be funny if he started calling for help, making the villagers think that a wolf attacked his sheep.
"I know what I should do. I will call, 'Wolf! Wolf!' Then everyone will think that the wolf has come to eat my sheep. People will run to help me. It will be fun when they find out there is no wolf after all."
He thought of them running to help him and laughing when they would realize that there is no wolf. So he started running towards the village, shouting at the top of his voice,
"Wolf! Wolf! Help me! It will kill my sheep!"
As he expected, the villagers who had heard the cry dropped their work and ran in great excitement to the pasture in order to save the sheep. When they got there, they found that the boy doubled up with laughter at the trick he had played on them.
"Where is the wolf?"
a villager asked.
"There is no wolf,"
the shepherd boy replied.
"It was only a joke. Now you will all have to go back home again,"
he continued and laughed. A few days later, the shepherd boy was bored and decided to repeat once again the fake cry for help in order for the villagers to come out to help him.
"Wolf! Wolf! Help me! It will kill my sheep!"
As he expected, the villagers had once again dropped off their work and ran towards him.
"Where is the wolf?"
a villager asked.
"There is no wolf,"
the shepherd boy replied.
"It was another one of my jokes,"
added the shepherd boy and laughed again. The naughty boy played this joke over and over, and each time he told the villagers there is no wolf, until finally, the villagers were tired of him. Then, one evening, as the sun was setting behind the forest and the shadows were creeping out of the pasture, a wolf really did spring from the underbrush and fall upon the shepherd boy's sheep. And the shepherd boy was really frightened.
"Help! Help! The wolf is here!"
the boy called in terror as he was running towards the village.
"Wolf! Wolf! Please help me!"
he continued crying when he realized that nobody was coming to help him. The truth is that the villagers heard the cry, but they didn't run out to help him this time as they had before.
"Please help me! I'm telling the truth!"
the boy continued.
"He cannot fool us again. We don't believe him. We know that there is no wolf. He just called for us for fun. There is no danger. This time we will not go. The boy is bored again and wants to make jokes. We have so much work, we will not let him make fun of us once again,"
a villager said.
"We know that there is no wolf. He called us for fun. This time we won't go,"
the villager continued. And they didn't. The wolf killed a great many of the boy's sheep and then slipped away into the forest.
"I've been so selfish,"
thought the shepherd boy.
"I made fun of something so dangerous, and when danger truly approached, nobody believed me. I shouldn't have lied."
The fable teaches us that no one will believe a habitual liar. Liars are not believed even when they speak the truth.